Good morning and welcome to the KGNC Golden Spread Agribusiness News Hour. I'm your host, Bryce Hudson, and every Thursday we talk with one of our favorites, Mr. J.D. Ragland, a Randall County Extension agent down there in Canyon, Texas. Well, J.D., I know you're out of town, but how are you doing?
Doing good, Bryce. Good to visit with you here this morning, and pleasure to be on the program again this week.
Of course, it's always a pleasure to talk with you. We always kind of get started with talking a little bit about how things are looking weather-wise, crop-wise. How are things turning out overall here in the Panhandle?
Well, you know, Bryce, as we've talked about all year long, you know, the drought has certainly taken its toll on everything. But as we approach the fall months, generally speaking, we'll generally kick off some of our early, late summer, early fall showers and a little bit cooler weather. And I know we're all ready for both of those. I know, right here at home, we've got a cold front that came in, and certainly that's cooled off the temperatures, no doubt, but also bringing a good opportunity for some rain over the next few days and maybe perhaps into next week. So we're hopeful that we'll receive that. Again, you might ask, well, if we get good rain, how will that impact our crops? And as we stated last week, you know, in terms of being able to produce a more product to a given crop, we may have kind of reached the end of the wire as far as that rain really capitalizing on helping, you know, our corn yields. Our yields basically have been set at this point in time. The cotton yields have basically been set. That cotton plant out there has made all the bolls it's going to make, or potential bolls rather. And now it's just a matter of taking everything to maturity and going ahead and getting harvest underway. A recent rain at this point in time right now, a good rain could certainly benefit all crops and all of our situations, no doubt. But like I said, in a lot of cases, our yields have kind of already been determined, and a good rain is really not going to impact a whole lot. Might have some impact on our sorghum, as sorghum is one of the later planted crops, but for the most part, we'll take any moisture we can get it. But certainly, it will be able to supply, some good moisture. Hopefully, build some good moisture profile that will help our early planted wheat and our wheat producers to be able to get either their early planted wheat or get them into good shape where they can even plant some wheat. So that's going to be the most beneficial impact. And then also supplying some good moisture to our rangeland. You know, as far as our native pastures, if we could get a really good push in moisture right here as we go into fall, then that'll help that native grass and those grass pasture situations get off to a good start early next spring as well.
I couldn't agree with you more. And hopefully, I know that we've been in an El Nina and El Nino, all that kind of jazz. And hopefully we've kind of broken that spell so we can get some moisture for years to come, a little more than what we've gotten this year. And I know that Mother Nature has been a big struggle, but another has been input costs, but more importantly, land. Land is getting a little harder to find and a little more expensive. Am I right, JD?
Yeah, that's right, Bryce. Particularly in our county, Randall County, as well as in Potter County, you know, land has certainly escalated in price and getting extremely hard to find. If those producers out there are looking for some, you know, they can tell you better than I how difficult that's been, not only to find it, but to be able to purchase it with the price that's been established. And it doesn't matter if we're talking about, good row crop land for crop production or even pasture situations. for cattle as well. We've seen this trend. There's a lot of reasons for it. We could talk all day long about all the given factors that have kind of gotten to this point. You know, one driving force is, you know, we, of course, certainly interest rates have changed now, but we had low interest rates for a long time, and a lot of producers were able to be able to make some purchases on some land and be able to do that when we had interest rates fairly low. But now that whole dynamics has changed. And you take, for example, Randall County. You know, I like to use the word big changes are coming in terms of land and land prices, and big changes already have occurred. But we're right in the middle of that right now, and we're seeing a lot of this land being changed over to what we might call conversions. And this is a conversion time that we're currently in as far as land. You know that there's 171 million acres in Texas, and that's a lot of land, no doubt. But another interesting note is currently we're losing about 2 million of that each and every year. Now, this is statewide again, to some sort of development. And, you know, we're just telling you like it is right here at home. It's certainly impacting Randall County. And if you don't believe it, you just drive around and you can see how our county dynamics have really changed. And, you know, I'm not pointing a finger at anybody. I'm just telling you facts and telling you what's happened, particularly over the last 5 to 6 years. This is the case, and we see this continuing. And when we talk about that, that's going to impact agriculture. Why? Because a lot of ag production is being taken out, and I've already shared some statistics information with you about that. But let's just put it a little bit further into perspective. You know, we're talking about 2 million acres of land being taken out of ag production throughout the state in a given year. How does that impact what we produce? Well, if you take 2 million acres out of the picture, you're talking about, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of taking out about 200,000 steaks that me and you like to enjoy every once in a while out of the picture for a given year. You're talking about decreasing blue jean production, about another 100,000 blue jeans. And then you even take like water. You know, with that 2 million acres taken out annually out of the state of Texas, we're looking at, you know, decreasing water towers to say like about 90 on a per given year. So again, as we talk about a lot of things, this is just another kind of domino effect.
Well, JD, you know, what would we have to do? You know, a huge thing is policy and politics. You know, what can we do to make sure, you know, we're taking a stand for keeping and preserving that land for agriculture? What do we need to do? Do we need to vote on those right individuals to make sure that agriculture is number one? What policies, what should farmers, you know, say to make sure, you know, the spread, urban sprawl, doesn't reach any further than it already has?
Right, exactly, and that's a good point. But yet, that's a very tall order in terms of trying to how to address that, mm-hmm. how to answer that, and how to keep that from happening. You know, you look right now at the average farmer in the state of Texas is 65 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe perhaps his family siblings have no more interest in the property, could be an example. And, you know, he's reached 65 years old. He's got, let's say, for example, everything paid for on his farm or ranch currently. And, you know, when they come in there and start offering you to buy your property by the square inch for some pretty significant amount of money, that farmer got to step back and say, man, that's kind of hard to turn down because, you know, what little bit of lifetime I got left, it's hard to say no to that. And you can't really blame it. And you can't really blame the industry folks, the developers, whoever, trying to capitalize on that opportunity to purchase that as well. So it's a sword with two sharp edges. I don't know that, you know, some policies may be able to be in place where it helps protect that futuristically. It hasn't been done yet that I know of, but as we move into the future, there could be some of those sort of things that are established, and that would be one place where it could help us. But like I said, it's just a sword with two sharp edges. I'm not pointing the finger or blaming anything to those landowners that are interested in selling, nor am I blaming those that are interested in buying. It's just the facts, and that's just kind of where we're at. And it's not just happening here locally in Randall County. I'm talking, this is a common scenario, particularly around the more urban cities throughout the state, particularly that land that may be available within a fairly close proximity of a big city limits. You know, those are certainly in high demand right now. And so, but again, like I said, I'm just stating facts here and not pointing the finger anywhere, but just making sure that folks are aware this is a common issue. And that's definitely what is occurring, not only here locally in Randall County, but throughout the entire state.
I couldn't agree with you more. This is a nationwide issue that is going to have to be faced soon. You know, we've got a growing population. I think the UN has now announced 9.5 billion. It used to be just 9 by 2050. And we've got to figure out a way to feed and clothe the individuals for future generations to come. And a huge thing that's happening nationwide, JD, is a huge exodus of states coming to Texas. A lot more individuals moving to Texas, and more specifically, you know, like California and the West Coast, coming this way to Texas and living the best state by far, living the Texas dream. And you, as an individual, as a Randall County Extension agent, get a lot of individuals that come in and have a lot of questions and a lot of, you know, what do we do? You know, here we are in West Texas. It's a little different than California. So, JD, we talked a little bit about this off the air of, you know, kind of your job and what it entitles. What are some of the things that you're seeing, you know, for people that are coming in from different states, or people that are just now starting to farm?
Well, it's interesting that you bring that whole scenario up. And again, we're just talking about facts and what happens in my day-to-day work behind the desk that I sit in and the phone calls that I receive. You know, we have gotten an influx of folks that's moved into Randall County for various different reasons, from various parts of the world have moved in. And so I get a lot of common calls and folks walking in my office asking me questions about, I bought a small piece of property, and this could range anywhere from 10 to 15 to 20 acres, and I need some help in managing it. Can you help me? And, you know, I started to receive a lot of those phone calls, and I just started to keep kind of a tally, if you will, of kind of the common reasons that the folks are coming in. And so I thought it was interesting in the data that I've been able to keep track of the phone calls that I've received or people that's walked in my office. 98% of those folks, when I ask them, where have you moved from, they tell me California for the most part. Now, not 100%, but 98% of them tell me that. The second thing I ask them is, well, you know, how did you find out about Randall County, for example? What brought you to Randall County? And it's interesting, but most of those people say, well, we learned about Randall County on the internet. And I said, well, tell me what you mean by that. And they'll say, well, we were looking for a smaller community that had all the amenities that we were looking for in terms of Walmart, you know, small university, all the amenities like that, that was attracted to us. 98% of them tell me that very same thing. And then lastly, I'll ask them, well, so I assume you have family or relatives in this immediate area that you got, maybe came closer to, maybe got close to or whatever. And or maybe perhaps there was a job that caused you to transfer here to Kenyon or Amarillo. Is that true? 98% of them tell me no. Didn't really have a job. We just left California, and we just thought that we would find one when we got out here. So I think that's an interesting note about that, and you know what's bringing some of these folks here. And again, I'm not pointing fingers, but these are the common questions that I get on a daily basis, and some of the very, very similar answers that I get from most of those folks that call. So it's interesting. You know, as I mentioned earlier, Randall County dynamics is changing and changing rapidly. And I just believe from the experience I see on a daily basis behind the desk that I sit in, big changes are coming and probably more is to come. Again, we talk about this whole phenomena as being a conversion is the way I like to look at it. And I think that's kind of what's going on, you know. But anyway, it's an interesting fact, and I just thought maybe some of our listeners might be interested in learning a little bit about some of the things and some of the demographics as to some of the reason for our demographics to be currently changing.
I couldn't agree with you more. You know, even, you know, up here in Amarillo, we're changing rapidly in a good way, in a more diverse and more inclusive area. And it's amazing to see people coming to Texas and even people coming to, you know, start a small operation. Maybe they have a few head of cattle on there, maybe five, just to feed and just to have. And it's a good thing to make sure that even the small producers, not all the large ones, but there's some small people out there that still matter and still wanting to come out here to Texas and do a little bit of agriculture. But JD, thank you so much for coming out and talking with us a little bit about some land prices and everything else in between for Randall County.
Yeah, you bet, Bryce. Always a pleasure to visit with you and our listeners out there each and every week. And we look forward to visiting with you again next week.
Well, that's it from us here at the KGNC Studios. I'm your host, Bryce Hudson, signing off. You have a great and blessed rest of your Thursday morning.